For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die,
a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. Welcome to the month of March. I hope it started on a good note for you because it sure did for me. And I'm looking forward to all the things this month and the rest of the year has in store for me. We're at the end of the first quarter and I hope and I pray that we continue to hear good news and we continue to be blessed. So you heard me read out Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Today we'll be talking about timing and various seasons in our lives. So there's a time for everything, a time to be happy and a time to be sad, a time to focus and a time to relax, a time to work, a time to play. We also have various seasons in life working in line with time. There's the summer, there's winter, there's fall, and there's spring. But eventually, everything is perfect from God's perspective. It is very important to know what time and season we're experiencing at every point so we can prepare in advance for the next season. Are you in a waiting season? A season of abundance? A season of adversity? A season of hustling? A happy season? We could go on and on and on, but it can be quite difficult identifying the season we are in. So how do we prepare for a new season? We must understand that life is a cycle and nothing ever stays the same. For example, when in a dry and tough season, when things aren't going our way or things look bleak, rather than mope around, get angry, feel hopeless, frustrated, or disappointed, we should believe and stand firm knowing that everything is temporary and the season will pass. This is the time to examine your life. Make sure you're right with God and prepare your heart for a season of abundance. In the season of waiting, you must remain hopeful. You could be waiting for a call back from a recruiter, waiting for the spouse God has destined for you, waiting for a test result, waiting for your prayers to be answered, etc. We must understand that God is preparing us for a better chapter in our lives. He's preparing you for the best season coming ahead. You must spend this waiting period working on your character, working on receiving the blessings coming your way, rather than being envious of what others have that you don't, or fixating on things that you shouldn't even be thinking about. Now, the season of hustling is when we get too occupied with life. You get caught up with work, chasing money, and the luxury of life. You must prioritize and do what you need to do. But also not forget to rest lest you break down. And in our season of happiness, when our dreams have come true, our life is going according to plan, everything is smooth and rosy, we must not forget to praise God and be thankful. We must appreciate what we have and find a way to share our joy with others. Now, relating this topic to a Bible character, I can only think of Hannah. So Hannah was barren and she really wanted a child, but she kept praying to God, being consistent in her tough period. I will call it a tough period, or her season of waiting. She kept praying. She was steadfast in everything she was doing. She was consistent and she never gave up, not for one day. She made a promise to God that, oh, if God gives her a child, he will serve the Lord.
And eventually, when her season of abundance came, her happy season, and she got what she wanted, she got her son. She didn't forget the promise she made to God. She was so happy, and she couldn't wait to let her son serve the church and serve God. That's how we should be when we go through a season. Ultimately, we must learn to be introspective and ask ourselves these questions. What season am I currently facing at this time? How has the season molded my character? Has this season enriched and improved my life? What have I learned from this season? When we're able to answer these questions honestly, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose in life. Life is all about transformation and change. Every experience helps us grow and paves way for fulfilling destiny. And that's a wrap, guys. I hope we've been able to reach you and you really think about what season you're facing in life right now. Don't forget to share your story, comments, and views on our website, www.tickingwithpurpose.com, Twitter, Tea with Purpose, Instagram, Ticking with Purpose, Facebook, Ticking with Purpose. See you next week, guys. Ciao.